Have any of these changes that we've been talking about, have they affected the actual sound of the music? I mean, are composers writing music that sounds different? Are there any trends like that we can identify in the last 10 years?
Yeah, I think very much. I think the Catholicism of taste that I mentioned before is strongly reflected in a lot of contemporary music, a lot of the most sort of exciting or most distinctive contemporary music that's going on right now. The Bang on a Can composers, the three composers who founded the collaborative group Bang on a Can, have moved in this decade from being kind of tenacious mavericks to real elder statesmen. David Lang won a Pulitzer Prize, and Steve Reich has won a Pulitzer Prize. This signals a kind of mainstream acknowledgement and acceptance of a kind of music that was for a long time thought of as very marginal and fringy. And most of the groups people are most excited about right now, Alarm Will Sound, Eighth Blackbird, these chamber groups that were all founded in the last 10 years, are much more wide-ranging and pop-influenced in their tastes. You have electric guitars on stage. You have no fear about different instruments. I think that's very much the trend of the last 10 years, and I think that's continuing to develop.
It might play well in Manhattan, but do these new groups, Bang on a Can and Eighth Blackbird, how well do they play in Peoria, as they
say? I think
say?
It depends. I've had a lot... Yeah, Peoria will be calling in. I had a lot of people in smaller markets asking me about precisely this kind of thing. I know that one small group in Ohio, I believe it's in Bowling Green, Ohio, might be Akron. Anyway, they were trying to change their profile precisely because they were feeling the audience falling off, and they wanted to bring in particularly this kind of group in order to sort of revitalize what they were doing, and they felt it was important. But I have also heard stories of Bang on a Can going out to a smaller market and people not getting it or not understanding mm-hmm. what it is. But basically, one thing that the internet has certainly done is made the audience a lot more universal. There's not as much of a distinction between music lovers in Roswell, New Mexico, where I went to high school, and music lovers in New York.